Don't rip.
You know you just.
You ripped my brain.
Oh, darn, you know what I did?
You ripped my brain.
Oh, darn, you know what I did?
You ripped my brain.
Now we come to a procedure designed to adjust your record player to the acoustics of the room in which you are listening. For this purpose, we use a noise band 1/3 octave wide. octave wide. One-third octave wide, placed one octave below the middle C. That is, at 128 cycles per second. The resulting sound resembles the rumble of a kettle drum. The tone appears first on the left loudspeaker, then on the right one. The right one. Left loudspeaker. The right one. Left loudspeaker. The right one. Left loudspeaker. Left loudspeaker. Left loudspeaker. The right one. Left loudspeaker. The right one. Left loudspeaker. The right one. The right one. The right one. The tone appears first on the left loudspeaker, then on the right one, followed by a few seconds of silence. Followed by a right one, followed by a right one, followed by a left loudspeaker. Followed by a right one, followed by a right one, followed by a left loudspeaker. Adjust the balance control until the left and the right sounds appear to be equally loud or balanced when you stand midway between the loudspeaker. If the tones are in reverse order, that is, right, left, this means that your loudspeakers are switched left for right, left for right. Correct this by interchanging the loudspeaker connections. Right, left, left or right. 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 Right, left, right, left. Right, left, left or right. Right, left, left or right. Left or right, left or right. Now, listen to the test. This sequence is repeated several times. This sequence is repeated several times.
stereophonic system for a centrally located observer, the tones should appear to originate precisely midway between the loudspeakers. Adjust the bass and treble controls, as well as the balance control, until this requirement is met.